Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a special edition of the Ocean State Theater Company's season, because this particular production that we're going to be talking about is going to be a gala benefit, and Amy Turner is here to explain all of that. Welcome back, Amy.
Hi, Mike. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and our special guest today is the worldly famous, worldly and widely famous,
Dr. I'm not even going to touch that.
Dr. Fred Scheff is here. Fred, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Fred is become famous in my mind because of winning the Motif Magazine Best Actor Award for Les Mis. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you are famous. So there you go. And Fred is going to be involved with a special on January 10th, Saturday night. So this coming Saturday. Time is flying by. And we'll get a little bit about Fred's background in a moment after we have Amy explain the two events, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
That's right. Well, you know, for folks that are familiar with Ocean State Theater Company and transforming the garage into Ocean State Theater in Warwick, which actually our first public performance was December 5th of 2012. So it's really, you know, a brand new facility and a huge transition for our organization. The success of Les Miserables, which Fred starred in, we sort of put our heads together, and he offered up his talents a year ago in January to headline a benefit concert for us. And it went so well and was so exciting that we sort of used that idea and also created a second event last January, which featured all of the alumni, kid alumni, the children who've been in our professional stage, and they decided that they wanted to put on a benefit concert that would raise money for a scholarship fund for our camp OSTC. So we kind of had this wonderful fundraising January, if you will, and we were discussing it, Fred and I, a few months ago, and he said, you know, do you want to do that again? And I said, yeah. I would love to.
You want to have something successful again.
And so we sort of put our heads together, and it will definitely be a huge feature, and we're calling it starring Dr. Fred Scheff, but we're going to surround him with the ladies of OSTC, some of the gals that have been the fan favorites, if you will, this in the past 12 months. And we're just going to put beautiful ladies around him and have a wonderful concert. And then
that sounds like a tough job.
I know, poor thing.
You
know,
yeah. In the email, Amy says, oh, by the way, we're going to surround you with a bevy of beautiful maidens. You know, right out of Gilbert's text from Pirates, right?
There you go.
By all that's marvelous, a bevy of beautiful maidens. How lovely, how surpassingly lovely. And I thought, yeah, I can live with that.
Sure. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
I know. I'll take the hit for the team.
I'll put my name in for next year.
Go ahead. And then our kids are back as well. So we're going to do a second concert and do another camp scholarship benefit. So that's what's going on in January. And it starts off with this concert this Saturday, depending upon how you speak.
How you phrase it, right. I always say it's the next Saturday. It's the next one coming.
Yeah. And we've got an amazing set list put together, and some really fun duets and group numbers, and it's going to be, I think, a really lovely night.
Well, I'm sure it will be, and we're going to listen to some of that music, but in a moment. First, I just want to, for those three people left in Southern New England that don't know who Fred is a professor, correct? Give us a little bit of background, Fred, and your musical and your education history.
I graduated from Rhode Island College and got my bachelor's there and then went to the University of Kansas. While I was out there, I did all manner of anything they would let me do on a stage, Shakespeare, musicals, operas, and I worked for Opera Theater of St. Louis and came back. And in between jobs, as most actors are, I got a phone call from my old voice teacher and said, "Hey, you want a job?" And I thought, sure. So I taught a couple of lessons a week and I started to enjoy it more and more. And here I am 12, 13 years later.
Now, you also teach at Rhode Island College.
At Rhode Island College, yes.
Correct. All right. So that that's where a lot of people will know you from, and as well as at one point in time touring as a tenor. I mean, you've been in a lot of opera productions and things like
operas,
that.
Operas, musicals.
Yep. Anything that will get you on the stage.
Right. As someone said, "What's your favorite show?" I said, "One that has a paycheck?"
Or the next one.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Fred is such a great example of a theater professional, period. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that he has such an eclectic performance background that he really has literally traveled all over the world, certainly all over the United States, mm-hmm. And has such a great reputation here, singing in churches and synagogues and on the stage and, you know, privately. And it's what I call weaving together a really amazing career.
Well, you know, I was teasing you about being worldly famous, but it is one of those things where we're very fortunate in Rhode Island to have people like Fred that are, you know, are well-known and talented and can help us out with benefit concerts and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the first piece of music. Is this from the show? This is called "This Is the Moment" from Jekyll and Hyde. Is that going to be done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So are you going to be Jekyll or Hyde?
You don't know the
show
very well.
I'm not hiding anything yet.
All right. Let's get to that piece of music.
This is the moment. This is the day. When I send all my doubts and demons their way, every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now, today. This is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming and screaming, come one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine, when all I've lived for becomes mine. For all these years I faced the world alone, and now the time has come to prove final test.
Amy, the concert on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock is going to be the children's portion that you were talking about. Tell us how that's working and who exactly is in it. You said alumni, right?
Yeah. So what we did is we invited all of the children, in quotation marks, because some of them are growing up, to come back. Anyone who has been in one of our main stage professional theater shows, all the way back to our barn days, you know, from the inception of Ocean State Theater Company, any alumni that performed
as a child. So
almost 10
years worth. Almost.
Yeah. Has been invited. And so a few of the kids now are in college. They couldn't come there. We have two folks, one young man who was in The Sound of Music. He also happened to have just been in Meet Me in St. Louis. He's a senior this year. So all the way from, I think he'll be the oldest participant, Aaron, is also balanced with Amaryllis Miller, who some folks would remember from Miracle on 34th Street. She was actually six last year, so she's seven. So we have kids all the way from 7 to 17. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be about 20 kids participating this year. And they volunteer about a week of their time to rehearse these shows. This year it's called The British Invasion. So what we're doing is celebrating composers from across the pond. So anyone who's written a Broadway show that has a UK background, if you will, you know, from Jill Stein to Elton John and, you know, all kinds of folks in between.
All right. Well, let's get to a piece of music that's going to be done on Sunday. And this is from the very famous show, The Lion King. I just can't wait to be king. Sounds like you and me, Fred. Just can't.
Of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down. I'm working on my roar.
Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. No one say do this.
Now, when I say
no,
that,
say be there.
What I meant
no
was.
Say
realize.
See here.
No, no, see here.
Free to run around all day.
That's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
Arranged a heart to heart.
Kings are needed by some little poor misbuster.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out, out of service, out of Africa. I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of way.
Oh, why does he can't wait to be king? Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everyone you thought I'm sending in spotlight.
Not yet.
Fred, we're going to alternate back and forth between songs that will be done on Saturday in your show and songs that will be done on Sunday on the children's show. This next one is in your category.
All righty.
It's called Magic to Do from Pippin, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those great iconic songs that you think about from when the show first aired, was produced on stage, and now at the revival on Broadway. It's just one of those songs that kind of represents Broadway in the big picture and the magic for the evening, but the magic of all evenings when you walk into a theater, especially a Broadway house to see a musical. Mm-hmm. It, you know, takes you away from the troubles of the day. That's our job.
Absolutely.
Tell a story.
Tell the
story.
And
there's nothing more magical than that.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of The Amy and Fred Show.
Yeah.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater and Dr. Fred Scheff, who is starring Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, in a special benefit concert. It'll be at 7:30, and then on Sunday afternoon, there'll be the children's presentation, special benefit for the scholarship to Ocean State Theater's summer camp program. And Amy, if people would like to get more information, they can do it by going to the website, right?
Absolutely, yeah. OceanStateTheater.org, O-R-G. Our box office opens every day at noon, so we encourage folks to call as well, 401-921-6800, or stop by 1245 Jefferson Boulevard, right down by the Greenwood Inn, just off of the mall exit there on Jefferson Boulevard. And the really cool thing about both of these concerts is they are fundraisers. So, you know, we encourage people to ask the box office about what portion of the ticket is tax deductible. But the tickets for the Saturday night concert are $40. We also have a very exclusive VIP meet and greet that can get added to any ticket for another $20. So those tickets are $40 and $60. And then the kids have sort of the same idea. Those tickets are $25. So if folks have young children in their lives, it's a really wonderful opportunity to share these really talented kids, give them an opportunity as a patron, as a theater goer, to give back. Those tickets are just $25, and if they want to be part of the VIP cast party afterwards, anyone can join us for a $5 add-on for that.
What a deal. And this is a great way to show support for those people that have been putting on all these shows and giving a lot of time and talent. And for that extra $20 on Saturday night, if I was there, I'd actually get to meet Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Fred, will you do autographs at the
meet and greet? And a little food,
I'll
a little
sign
drink.
Almost anything you want.
Well, there we go.
But there will be, you know, a little tiny cast party, you know, for those folks that want to. But yeah, absolutely, up close and personal.
Well, there you go. Now, see, speaking of signing anything you want, I was at the Donnie and Marie show a couple weeks ago, and Marie actually went into the audience signing bald heads.
Oh.
So
would
there's
you do
something
that, Fred?
You hadn't thought of, but maybe you could do that.
Right? I guess I could do that.
All right. So let's
permanent,
get to
indelible magic marker.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to another piece of music, and this one will be back to the children's category, right?
Sure.
And this is going to be called Home from Beauty and the Beast. Anything we need to say about that?
Well, I think it is interesting. So the original composer of Beauty and the Beast for the film unfortunately passed away. And so there was additional music written for the Broadway version. And they got Tim Rice, who's a Brit, to add in that music. So we have a couple of shows where it's really interesting that the added shows for Broadway we're going to include because, of course, they were written by British composers, and that's the case with Beauty and the Beast's song Home.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this where I shall learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home will be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is too. this what I must learn to believe in? Try to find something good in this tragic place, just in case I should stay here forever, held in this empty space. Oh, but that won't be easy. I know the reason why. My heart's far, far away. Home's a lie. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately. But I know that I can't solve my problems going back. Nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away, home and
Fred, I want to go back to something we said earlier about the tough job you have, because you're going to be surrounded, as we mentioned earlier,
by this
a bevy of beauties.
Yes, indeed.
And there have been a lot of beauties at Ocean State Theater over the years, and I'm sure a lot of them are going to be fun to work with.
Of course.
Now, do you handle yourself differently when you're in that position of power, or
I don't think of it as a position of power. That's not one of the adjectives I would use. Fear?
Well, you're going to be the star. They're going to be the starlets, right?
There you go. The Fredettes.
The Fredettes, just like the Edna Etz.
Okay.
Now, see, Fred might not know what we're talking about by the Edna Etz. See, he doesn't. We've stumped him, but we'll get to that later. That's a little trivia thing for you.
All right, I'll see if I can figure it out.
Okay,
get on my iPhone real quick between.
Yeah, let's get to this particular show, and not all the songs will be sung by you. There will be some songs that will be shared by other people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but this next one that we're talking about is going to be done by you, correct? All I Care About?
All I Care About is Love. Yeah, it's... you know, out of the context of the show, I'm free to make this song anything I want it to be, and with a bevy of beautiful maidens, it could be a whole lot of stuff going on.
There's going to be, you know, obviously not every gorgeous female who's performed at OSTC history is going to be there, but...
Right, because we only have a couple of hours, right?
That's right. But both Sarah Pothier and Hannah Spicone, who folks will absolutely
sisters,
remember...
Right?
No. Well, they played sisters in Meet Me in St.
Right,
Louis.
Right, that's what I mean, yeah.
Will be recently, participating. Yeah. And actually, Stacey Geer, who played Katie the Maid, who's also done, I think this is her third or fourth show with us.
Yeah, great
She'll
talent.
Be one of those beauties. Going back to Guys and Dolls this summer, Rochelle Weinrock, who played Sarah in Guys and Dolls, and also Katie Clark, who played Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. Let's see. There's more.
Taylor Swift.
will be jetting in from Westerly. and, you know, there could be something that comes up with any of these ladies between now and the weekend, of course, but we expect Erin McCracken, who was Patsy Cline and always Patsy Cline, coming up.
Yeah, that we have
her CD in the studio.
All right.
And Lauren Gemelli, who was Anytime Annie on 42nd Street, will be joining us. And I think...
What? That's a lot of names.
Might be everybody. It's a lot of gals.
It's an awful lot of gals.
A lot of gals to share the stage with. But let's get to this piece of music before we give you time. While we're listening to the music, we'll give you time to think about the Edna Etz, and that will be your question when we come back.
The Edna Etz.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the silver-tongued prince of the courtroom, the one, the only, Mr. Billy Flynn.
We want Billy. Give us Billy. B-I-double-L-Y.
Is everybody here? Is everybody ready? Hit it. I don't care about expensive things. Cashmere coats, diamond rings don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there and honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is
love.
Now maybe you think I'm talking about physical love. Well, I'm not. Not just physical love. There's other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure, love of lending a hand to someone who really needs you, love of your fellow man. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And physical love ain't so bad either. It may sound odd, but all I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. Ba 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 boo boo boo. Ba 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 boo boo boo. Honest to God, all I care about is
love.
Show me long, raven hair, flowing down about to there. Let me see her running free and keep your money, that's enough for me. I don't care for driving packing cars or smoking long buck cigars. No, no, not me. All I care about is doing a guy in who's picking on you, twisting the wrist that's turning the screw.
All right, we're going to do something I don't normally do on conducting conversations, but I'm going to tease that Edna Et thing for you, Fred, until after the next break. Right now, we're going to ask Amy to get to another piece of music. And I mentioned the Donnie and Marie show that I saw a couple weeks ago, and speaking of Donnie Osmond.
Oh, yeah, Donnie made a great impact in theater and in musicals by his amazing portrayal of Joseph in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoats.
I read in his bio over 2,000 performances.
He really owned that role, and from my opinion, did a great job. But I think that when you talk about the British invasion of British composers, Broadway composers, obviously you have to include Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. And the kids are going to have a great deal of fun, big production number. They're going to do Go, 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 Joseph. From Joseph, among other Andrew Lloyd Webber songs. But just such a fun, joyous song from a great show.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and give Fred more time to think about the Ednettes. And we'll figure it out when we come back. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater Company and Dr. Fred Scheff, who'll be presenting a special gala event Saturday night, January 10th, 7:30, a fundraiser for the theater. And then on Sunday, we've been talking about the children's gala event, which will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We'll get to more of that in a moment. But before we went to break, we teased you with giving Fred a trivia question, and who were the Ednettes? And I must confess, during the break, we did divulge to him, so we don't have to put him on the spot. But Fred, you had no idea you were sitting next to someone so famous, because the Ednettes refers to Dame Edna, which most of our audience will remember, and the gorgeous Ednette was Amy Turner. And see, now you found that out.
I'm sitting here with my head hung low in embarrassment and shame for not knowing, sitting next to someone so exquisitely gorgeous and famous.
There you go.
The beautiful Ednette.
The gorgeous.
The gorgeous Ednette.
That was actually the title.
That was the title. And there was two Ednettes, one on each arm.
Correct. And so Dame Edna, it was her first Broadway show, the spectacularly talented Barry Humphries, called Dame Edna, The Royal Tour. And in this show, she had the gorgeous Ednettes. One was the gorgeous Ednette, and the other was the other gorgeous Ednette. And
who was the other, Amy?
At the time that the show closed, there was a total of four gorgeous Ednettes over the run, two at a time. But the other gorgeous Ednette was Tony Award winner Katie Huffman.
So you were the gorgeous one, and she's the other one.
Yes, but don't ever say that to her.
Katie Huffman, for those of you who don't know, won her Tony for The Producers, the blonde bombshell in The Producers.
Oula.
And she's also appeared with Amy's Ocean State Theater Company as Dolly in Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, she was remarkable.
Remarkable.
Very talented.
Now you can see her on Iron Chef America as a judge on a regular basis. All right, there you go. Now let's get back to Fred and see the bevy of beauty continues all around you. You just can't avoid it. And for those of you that haven't seen Fred, he himself is a guy. Anyway, I was going to say part of the bevy of beauties, but no, we don't want to have any false advertising. Now, we're going to get to a couple more songs, and because of time constraints, as we always do, we talk a lot. We have a lot of fun doing these shows. Music of the Night, Fred, simply, that certainly is an iconic, I think is one of the terms we used earlier, piece of music.
Yeah, it is. It's from a show that, you know, I teach at a college, and I have students who are 18, 20, 22, 24, 25, 26 years old. It's part of a show. Music of the Night is part of a show that's been on Broadway for a lifetime, for over a generation. And it always makes people feel and cry. It's a wonderful piece to sing.
It's a great piece of music. And that'll be part of the show, obviously.
Absolutely.
That's why we're talking about it. And you'll be doing it.
Yes.
All right. And you don't need a whole bevy of beauties around you to pull this one off. This
No.
This stands
but it's
alone.
Nice knowing they're in the wings.
All right.
The song speaks for itself.
Here we go.
Indeed.
Actually, let's just listen to a portion of this because it's a long version. So we'll listen to a portion of that and come back and wrap up with Amy and Fred.
Each sensation, darkness wakes and stirs imagination. Silently, the senses abandon their defenses, helpless to resist the notes I write. For I compose the music of the night. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Hearing is believing, music is deceiving. Hard as lightning, soft as candlelight. Dare you trust the music of the night? Close your eyes, for your eyes will only tell the truth. And the truth isn't what you want to see.
There you have a shortened version of Music of the Night. If you want to hear the whole thing, you have to buy a ticket, right?
You know where to find us.
That's right. Saturday night at the Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. And Amy, tickets available through the website?
Absolutely. OceanStateTheater.org. You can stop by the box office anytime afternoon, 1245 Jefferson Boulevard, literally afternoon. We open at noon.
There you go.
You don't have to wait until the afternoon. Or give us a call, 401-921-6800. Tickets for the Saturday night show are $40, a portion of which is tax deductible. You can ask the box office about that. And the Sunday show at 3, those tickets are only $25, and a portion of that is also tax deductible.
So get out, support the Ocean State Theater. They're doing great work. It's a wonderful facility. If you haven't visited there yet, this is certainly a great opportunity to do so and support the theater and see two great shows. And
these shows, I have to say, you know, are such a joy to watch as a patron. You know, we keep hearing all the time, it's so true, there's not a bad seat in the house. The acoustics are great. So, you know, hearing these voices just sing with the piano, it's really enjoyable. And it is. You're right. It's a great way to support the theater.
There you go. So check that out.
Free parking, too.
Free parking. That's right. And one of the things that you might catch is that before the show, Fred does valet parking.
That's with a V and one L. No B A L L E T.
Fred, thank you so much for coming in today,
taking time
out of your busy schedule, and hope all goes well Saturday night. I'm sure it will. Thanks for being here. And Amy, once again, thank you for coming in. This is a special edition of the Ocean State Theater Company Conducting Conversations.
My pleasure.
We'll be back on schedule soon. I know that at the end of January, your next production. Let's talk about some of those coming up.
So we do open January 28th with a play called The Meeting, which is a fictionalized meeting. Could not be more timely, I must say. It's a conversation between Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Just before Malcolm X's assassination. So it's pretty exciting, the timing of it, and it's a very intriguing play. And then Jason Robert Brown's two-person musical, The Last 5 Years. Then we do hysterically funny play, Lend Me a Tenor, Your Sides Will Ache, if we do our job right at the end of that. And then we conclude with the stage version of Into the Woods. So everyone who sees this really terrific movie right now can come and see it on stage where it was originally written in April and do a little intellectual comparison.
There you go. So a lot of things coming up at the Ocean State Theater. And as always, I'm privileged to be part of that, with the first Sunday of each production being able to do Conducting Conversations live. So we'll see you somewhere around the 30th of January or something like that, I believe.
Yep.
But at any rate, look forward to that. And we're going to get to one more piece of music for today's show from a show that I must admit, Amy, you changed my life, because I never thought I would like this show. And I kind of dragged myself to see it when it was at Ocean State Theater Company. And I probably saw the production 8 or 9 times while it was there.
Wow.
I kept going back.
Well, you're speaking about Rent.
I am.
And I have discovered in my career that that is my favorite compliment as a producer, as a director, and as an actor, but mostly as a producer and as an artistic director. That is my favorite compliment, when people have a preconceived negative image of a show and we present it in a way that does change their minds on it. I'm very proud of that production. But regardless, I think, of whether you like the show or not, when you think about iconic music from Broadway, I think Seasons of Love is transformative. It's one of the most thoughtful, beautiful songs ever written.
Sounds like a great way to go out. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Moments, oh dear, 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife. In 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life? How about love? How about love? How about love? Measuring love. Seasons of love. Seasons of love.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.